This morning, mashup with Talbot, and last night, a whole heap of people left without a rose on The Bachelorette, but one of them was Jess, and she joins us now. How are you going, Jess?
Oh, I'm doing all right, considering. Thank you.
Let's jump straight into it, because a lot of people might know you as the chair thief. Give us your side of this.
Honestly, there was no malice intent or anything that was premeditated. You know, I genuinely didn't think about it, and I sort of, once I got there, I knew it was kind of too late to move. So, it's a shame that they didn't show the apology I gave Conrad, but, it is what it is, and, I'm going to have to live with it.
I actually think it's kind of a boss move, so don't feel bad. It also highlights the fact to me, I guess, this season that women are so much better at flirting than men.
Oh, I know, and you can tell, right?
Yeah. So, chemistry with Brooke, yes or no?
I suppose there was a little bit of chemistry there to begin with because we obviously didn't know each other. You know, it's always fun. It's always flirty when you meet someone for the first time and it's exciting. But, we just didn't have that connection and I felt it and so did she, which is obviously the reason why I went home.
Chemistry with anyone else in the house?
Absolutely not. Oh. Sorry, guys. Love you all. You're fantastic people, but definitely no vibes in that way in the house at all.
What's your next move to try and find love then?
Honestly, my quest for love still continues, but I'm really just focused on myself at the moment and my, spending time with my family and friends, and I'm focused on, cooking with them and doing my cookbook, and that's what I've sort of spending my time doing at the moment, working on my live streaming for cooking. So I have a passion for food and that's what I'm working on.
Awesome. You are about to fall into a long-term relationship. That's exactly how it happens.
With what, food?
No, the moment you stop searching like that is the time you'll definitely meet someone and fall in love as soon as you stop trying.
Oh, well, I'm definitely open to it and I'm very, very single. And so, maybe.
And, there's nothing wrong with a bit of a love affair with food, of course.
Oh, that's always going to be my infatuation, so it's fun.
What do you cook on a first date?
Oh, I've always wanted to do that. So, the idea is there. Definitely open to cooking. I'm very particular, so I do eat meat, so I'm not a vegan. So, sorry about that.
Jess, Ritu yesterday, I was talking to her. She cooked an Indian feast. What are you doing? You're dropping the ball, Jess.
Excuse me, on the red carpet, I did make her brownies.
Oh, that's right.
And that she was wanting me to make more, so that's that part, but yeah.
Well, she didn't want too much more.
Well, no, apparently not. Well, her loss, she misses out because my cooking is the best.
That's so right. That is her loss. So did you mention you were doing streaming with cooking?
Yeah, I have a live stream cooking show that I am going to be starting up again soon. So everyone can sort of find me on my pseudonym, which is Coco White, and my handles for everything is Kick It With Coco.
You should have gone on as Coco. You should have gone on the show as Coco White.
I wanted to.
Channel 10.
I couldn't.
Oh, look, Jess, wish you all the best with your food and your love life. Coco White on social medias.
Yep, that's right, it. You can find it there and sort of keep up to date with everything that I'm doing in terms of my cooking and food and traveling when we can again.
Yeah. All right. All the best, Jess. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
It's a morning mashup.